This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, folks, welcome back to another edition of Kranz's Corner presents the Jacory Harris Show. Each week, we're going to go over the Canes win or loss and look forward to the next game. And we don't have a game this week, but we'll get into that in just a second. Jacory, welcome back to Kranz's Corner on the Jacory Harris Show. How you doing?
Hey, man, always good to see you, man. Let's talk some Canes football, man.
Let's do it. Yep, tough one. It was a tough one to watch against Georgia Tech. All I wanted them to do was beat the you-know-what out of Georgia Tech, especially after last year and the whole the fumble and the kneel. I just wanted to get that out of my system, and instead the Canes lose 28-23. But that was a tough one to watch from the stands, from the TV, from the sideline. Didn't matter. That was a tough one. What'd you get out of that?
It was a tough one. I was at work and I'm in the station watching it with the guys, and as I'm watching the game, I'm like, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep playing with fire. We can't keep putting ourselves in these situations to where we got to make these miracle comebacks, because it's only going to last so long. And I didn't think that we would lose to Georgia Tech. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought the game that was going to be the game that we slip up and lose was going to be the Syracuse game.
Right.
Because better team and everything, and that's further down the line. But this was unfortunate. I did not eat that night. I was very disappointed. I was like sad. I didn't even eat. I was going to make me a shrimp pasta, and I was like, man, you know what? I'm going to bed. I hope we don't get no calls. I'm disappointed. I was very depressed.
Yeah, I could tell. I mean, listen, my dad, huge Canes fan. I told you about that. My dad was like 30 minutes behind us watching the game because he was doing stuff around the house. And then all of a sudden, I just get that phone call, and he just goes, are you kidding? Like, that's how he starts it. Are you kidding? He goes, All I wanted to do was win this game to feel better about the season and know what's going on. Now we got to worry about this and worry about that and worry about this. And you know what? It just stinks to lose a game like that. Cam Ward's stats were great. Still, again, 348 yards, three touchdowns. Although I say that, and this might sound weird, but the offense just didn't look great, though.
Yeah. They didn't look great because we didn't see all the points scored. So we have been spoiled by seeing the 50-point games continuously every week. But we knew, I know all Canes fans knew, the style of football that we're playing, eventually we're going to lose a game.
Right.
And that's the scary part. We need to – these are teams – all these teams that we've been having close games with are all teams that we should have blown out, that have should have been – blowouts by 40, 50 points. But unfortunately, we didn't do those things. And now we're in position where we lost. We're going to a bye week, and it's a bad taste in our mouth. I know the fans, at least, it's a bad taste in our mouth. I'm not in the locker room, so I can't tell you how they feel. But hopefully, I do think this is a positive thing, because it was bound to happen.
Right.
Now it gives us enough time to where we only drop down to number 9. We're still in the playoff hunt. We still control our own destiny with the loss that Pitt had to Virginia, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So we still control our own destiny. And if we just went out, we'll be playing the great SMU in the playoffs and in the ACC championship.
ACC championship game, right. Yeah. And you said it just before. I want to go back to that. How was the I'm not going to say Northwestern, because I don't think you lost a game in like 18, you know, and all that time that you were there.
Yeah, never lost.
I can't use that as an example. But at Miami, after a bad loss and then going into a bye week, it's extra time to think. It's almost like you want to get to the next game to stop thinking about the other game. But now you got to think, about Georgia Tech until that Wake Forest game, which is a week from Saturday. What's that like? What's it like in the locker room? How does a leader step up? Like, who does what? I see that Cam Ward, by the way, on social media, took the entire team out to dinner and got them all chains. Saw that. I mean, I think that's a pretty good way to forget about things quickly. But what's it like getting back to the practice field, everything, especially when you have a whole week to now think about it?
Well, you know, my freshman year, we lost six games, but that didn't really count to me because I wasn't the full-time starter
right,
my freshman
year. Right.
And as much as I thought I should have been the full-time starter, I wasn't. So when I went out there to play, I was just out there having fun. So I was trying to just, hey, they always put me in situations to where I got to bring the team back, bring them back against Duke, bring them back against Virginia, all these teams we weren't supposed to be losing to. And then I remember, you know, it's crazy. We was losing 41-10 against Georgia Tech.
Right.
Up there in Atlanta, where they had Jonathan Dwyer, Anthony Allen, all these guys running up and down, Josh Nesbitt running up and down the field.
Wow,
on us.
Right.
And Coach Nix put me in the game and told me, bring us back, Ja'Cory. And I cried right down in the middle of the field. They're like, what's wrong with you, Ja'Cory? Because I'm coming from a program in high school where we never lost. And to see you tell me this bullshit in the fourth quarter, you talk about bring us back because that's what I had done throughout my whole freshman year. I was sad like that. I cried. I was there in tears calling the play. And they like, what's wrong? I'm like, man, nah, man, I feel like he tried me. And then, so I didn't really feel that loss until my sophomore year when we did lose to VTech. We had won the first two games and then we lost to VTech. That one hurt a little bit. But then also after that, losing to North Carolina. That was our second loss that year, and we were doing well, and we was ranked. Everything was going well for us, and then we had that loss, and that was kind of tough, man. Going into the locker room and, you know, seeing everybody, I was crying that one because that's when I destroyed all the ligaments in my thumb, but I didn't say anything to anybody because people trying to wonder, hey, Ja'Cory, what happened? You threw four interceptions this game. I ain't tell them, hey, I'm not gonna make the excuse. I can't grip the ball. I just don't know what's going on.
Right.
It's just tough. It's tough, man. And not to ramble on about things that I did, but these guys are going to have to find ways, like, you know, handing out chains, the new NIL era.
Right.
Taking care of your big guys up front. Maybe we need to go and hand out some chains to the DBs and the defense, because I feel like I recanted my grade earlier. But,
right. I was going to wait for it. Right.
Man, It's tough, man.
Well, that's you know, the second point here is UM defense has to step it up or they're toast. Like, this team could, you know, they're going to have to do the impossible, which when it comes down to, if you do play SMU or Clemson or someone in that ACC championship game, a good team, and then you get to the playoffs, you're only going to be playing great teams in the playoffs. You don't want to put yourself in a position where you got to score 50 just to win. Forget about just a blowout game. The defense needs to step it up a little bit. You can't let a team – and Georgia Tech, by the way, for 100 years was known as the team that's going to run all over you or try to and not throw the ball. They've changed the offense, and they still ran for 271 on this defense on Saturday. You can't let that happen. Imagine a good, really good team with a good running game. This is going to be a blowout for Miami, so the defense really needs to step it up.
Let me tell you. And it's unfortunate, and I don't like to talk anything about coaches or anything because I'm not in their shoes and I'm not there with them. I don't know what they're teaching the kids, because sometimes they are telling the kids the right things to do. The kids just don't listen sometimes. Right. I saw that with Mark D'Onofrio. He took a lot of slack, but I remember we would go to meetings and he would show us the film and be like, hey, what was your assignment? The guy said, hey, I was supposed to go stay outside. What did you do on this play? And this whole week, we worked on them doing a jet sweep this way, and it was going to hand the ball to the jet sweep. Oh, I went inside because he did a ball fake. Yes, but this whole week, what have we practiced? And now that assignment, you didn't went inside, the guy got around you. And that's what Georgia Tech was doing. And the reason why I'm starting, I don't know if it's – at first I was like, okay, it's the kids. But it can't just be them, because even in the second half – Georgia Tech continued. I was able to call out every play that they were running. because they kept running the same exact plays. They would put everybody to one side on the left, motion everybody to the left, and then they would run a stretch back to the right because we were in man-to-man having Daryl Porter run with that guy all the way over. Now it's only a linebacker outside, and based
Right.
on alignment, they weren't out. The defensive end was tucked into the tackle to the last man that's on tight end or tackle, last man on the line. He was tucked in. He wasn't in a position where he could overtake him outside to make the runner bounce back inside. The linebacker was tucked all the way inside. So it's like with every motion, they're shifting and getting out of alignment. So I'm watching the game and I'm like, they're gonna run to the right. Bomb, they run a stretch.
Right.
Oh, they come back, they run a jet sweep this way. Oh, they're doing this. They got the motions. And every time they motion, it messed up their alignment. And the kids were confused. 31 was out there. You could see him. Him and one kept didn't know where they were supposed to be. And I don't know if that's because they weren't prepared for these type of motions and all that. Maybe Georgia Tech on film hasn't shown that. And that was just this new wrinkle that they kept doing. But all they did was keep motioning to get them out of their alignment, and now we can, based on blocking schemes, they was able to get up on guys and cut them off and have open holes everywhere.
Yeah, and second half adjustments. That's it's
They
very
didn't adjust at
crucial.
all.
Right.
They didn't
You got
adjust
to
at
be
all.
able to go in at halftime,
Yes.
like you said, and the coach needs to say,
They did
listen,
not.
we've seen this play 12 times so far in the
Yes.
first half, 15 times in the first half. I just want the linebacker to step to the left 3 yards. Not all
Yes.
the way out, but just move yourself out so if they do come your way, you're not, like you said, just kind of handcuffed all the way to one side. You can
Look,
cover that just in case.
with the guys that we have on a defensive line, don't worry about those dives that they're handing off. Every time they ran straight ahead, we were stuffing it.
Right.
It was the only time that it was hitting for big plays was when it was running. They did hit us one time early in the game, number 11 broke for the long run up the middle. But other than that, we were stuffing everything up the middle. They was hitting us on the perimeter runs.
Right.
And when you see it, you'll see number 9. I don't know if he was being taught that, but he wasn't getting outside containment. So if you're not outside containment, that means the linebacker is supposed to. And the linebacker was further inside than
Right.
you. And they did the same thing in the second half. They came out in the same defense and was doing the same, running with the motions. After a while, just let them motion and stay in zone
Right.
and let everything come to you. If you don't move, the field stays the same. So as long as you got X amount of people on this side of the ball and X amount of people on that side of the ball, it don't matter.
Right.
Now, when you're overloaded to the side, you make adjustments that way. But if everything is evening up, just play ball. Let everything come to you. If you don't chase it, and when you put people in man to man, now you're chasing this guy this way when another guy coming this way, and now you're not paying attention to the flow of things.
I got to think that Georgia Tech came out in the second half and thought they're going to make a couple adjustments here.
Yes.
So we got to
And
do
they did.
something different. And the minute they saw that it didn't, it
They
was like,
just
you know
kept
what?
going.
Same play calls in the first half. Let's see if it keeps going and working. And it didn't. It stunk to see that for the Canes defense because you thought that maybe just one simple adjustment or two or three, whatever it is, just moving guys around. Like you said, don't follow the guy in motion, but keep your zone the way it is. You never know. It stunk to see that because. You know the personnel is better on Miami's side of the ball, and it didn't act like it. So you're right. Maybe it goes down to whoever's making those adjustments needs to make better adjustments at that point. And it starts obviously with the defensive coordinator and goes down from there. Linebackers coach, the defensive line coach, everybody at that point. I thought this was something also that if you would have told me this afterwards, didn't tell me the score, I would have said the Hurricanes lost. Georgia Tech 9 of 14 on third downs, Canes 3 of 10. That by itself, I mean, outside of a couple things that I've learned over the years, either watching or covering games, you lose a turnover battle, more than likely you're going to lose the game. You lose a third down battle, more than likely you're going to lose the game. In this case, there wasn't a lot of turnovers, but that third down, 9 of 14 versus 3 of 10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the difference in the game right there.
That is the difference, because we were put in fourth down situations a lot, and we went for it a couple times.
And missed it, right.
And I think one time we should have kicked the field goal. I think that was going into the second half, like right before the second half, we should have kicked the field goal. Take the points. It's early in the game. I don't care what we're down by. Take any points that you can get, because those add up in the end.
Right.
I didn't think we should have went for two one of the times. I didn't think we should have went for two with – we still had a lot of time on the board. We're not down by a lot. And these guys have already showed you we can come back from this. So it's – and we have to stop getting these penalties. They hurt.
Right.
You know, we get these penalties at the wrong time, and they be like significant penalties. That's wiping touchdowns off the board and all that stuff. So it's a lot of things that UM did to shoot themselves in the foot. Like Georgia Tech didn't just outright win the game. I don't want to take, even though I don't want to take nothing away from them.
Right.
Just a lot of things that the Canes did to put themselves in some bad situations.
Mistakes that can be cleaned up.
I commend I commend Georgia Tech's offensive coordinator.
Oh yeah.
Because 100%. For you to go out there and execute an offensive game plan like that with two quarterbacks that are like, they're not talented guys, but for that offense, they made all the throws that they need to make. They ran the ball hurt. I was watching them guys' ankles was messed up, hips, right. Whatever. They was limping every play, and neither one of them, they would just rotate, and they kept making plays.
Right, and they didn't throw the ball a lot.
But when they did throw it, guess what? They ran
the same play. Right.
They kept running the same play, and they have the slot guy from the right side run a doggone over route right behind the linebacker or safety, and then number zero will see him going this way, he start going that way. It's like he's releasing him to the zone here, but then that safety over there is paid attention to everything on that side. So it's like, what type of coverage are y'all doing? Because if they just run anything down the middle of the field, we're screwed, and they kept doing it.
Smart. Like you said, you got a lot of respect out there for that Georgia Tech OC, because he called a great, great game.
Yeah.
Knowing the personnel, like we've said a couple times, is better on the UM side of the ball, offensively and defensively. Yet they took advantage of where the gaps were, where the holes were, whether it was something on defense or something on offense that the Canes were running. Georgia Tech did a great job, so I will give it to them. The good part about this is like you said, we haven't talked – me and you have talked almost every week this season, even before the season. This is the first one after a loss. It's like we don't even know what to say. You know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah. There's only one loss on the board at this point. Season's not over. It was terrible to lose that game, but it's nice to still be kind of have your own path. And you're the team that, as long as they win these last two, Wake Forest and Syracuse, they're in the ACC championship game. The last thing you want to do is have a bad loss. And thank goodness that, you know, Pitt lost, but have someone else determine your future. They can just win these games, win out, and get to the ACC championship game. And let me tell you, if they make it there, and it's Rhett Lashley on the other side, our defense better be ready to rock and roll, because Rhett Lashley's going to be ready to play in that game.
First of all, I don't even know why we let that kid, Breshard Smith, that's his name?
Yep.
I don't even know why we let him go. And last year, I never understood why we did not play that kid. The kid was there. He was the most electrifying player on our offense.
Absolutely.
But we would never put him in. We'll put him in one time and give him the ball, and when he get the ball, he score. He breaks. But we wouldn't play him. So I never understood that last year. And now you see him over there at SMU. He's balling. He's one of the top running backs in the country. He's a playmaker. You could put him at receiver. You could put him at kick return. You could put him at running back. You could put him wherever. And it's good to see the guys that leave UM. The defense end, number six, he's been playing very well.
Right.
I think it was another receiver that left UM that's been playing well. And it's like, okay, now you see it's not the coach. I guess it was the personnel that he had or whatever, you know, it just didn't match with what he wanted to do over here, because he's over there balling. Like, they look good. They look great. And he has lesser talent and they're making it happen. I guess lesser talent listen. They listen and they pay attention to their coaches. So
Well, you know this, sometimes when you have lesser talent, it's the coaching that has to do it and put them in the right positions. Sometimes you could have all the talent in the world, but if you got bad coaching, it's not going to go far. And in Rhett Lashley's case, I always thought when he was here, man, lock his feet to the ground. Don't let him leave this campus because the minute a head coaching job opens up, someone's going to be calling. SMU did. And when he went there and then they get into the ACC, I was thinking, man, one of these days, it's going to come right back to a head where Rhett Lashley's going to come to Miami or Miami's got to go to Dallas to go play in that stadium. And it's going to be something. And in this case, they are literally getting ready for a possible ACC championship matchup. It'll be a lot of fun, but we don't talk ahead. We could talk about what might happen in a couple of weeks. You still got a week off, and then you got Wake Forest and Syracuse coming up. You cannot lose one of these games because if you do, and even if you do make it to the ACC championship game, it's going to be really tough with another loss to get into that playoff. And right now you're there. It's right before our eyes, this expanded playoff and Miami being in there with a bye at this point also. You can't have another slip up, otherwise, Ja'Cory, it's not going to happen.
You know, I think I'm telling you, I think this is needed. I think this loss and everything was needed, especially before going into the ACC championship game, because I do think that they're gonna win out now. Because it's gonna be an eye-opening experience. Like, you guys aren't as good as you think you are. It's just that these situations have put you in a position to where you've been winning these close games. Because the lack of whatever focus, whatever it is, and the guys, hopefully, especially defense, decide, hey, we have to be better for our team if we want to win anything. Because going into the playoffs, that offense, eventually they're gonna get tired. Like, yeah, we could win some games 52 to 51, but who wants to live like that? I don't. My heart was beating the whole time. I felt like I was going about to go into cardiac arrest, and nobody was out there with me watching it on the patio, because I'm like, yo, this I gotta be by myself watching this game because I'm gonna have a heart attack. Like, cardiac canes for real.
No, they
So
are right.
yeah, so it's like, it's I hope we step things up. I hope we because I'm always be rooting for them. No matter
Course.
what, I want nothing but positive things for them and coaching staff, players, everything. But we do have to speak. We have to be real with one another about what's going on and how it looks.
Too many weeks in the last month and a half where we're waiting for some sort of crazy comeback or something like that. You got to just take you got to take charge and put this game away. This is the kind of team and the kind of offense that if you play the game the way you're supposed to, that fourth quarter almost shouldn't even see Cam Ward. We should start seeing backups because you're blowing a team out.
This
And we
whole
really
season
haven't seen it, right?
should be Cam probably shouldn't even be up for the Heisman because his stats wouldn't be so good if we were just taking care of business and getting him out of there, getting him prepared for the NFL. And all these teams have been teams that should have happened, because you see other teams go and play them and they beat the dog breaks out of these teams. And then we play against them, and we're in a dog fight with the VTechs, the Cals, the Georgia Techs. Like, we should not be in dog fights with these guys.
No, not with an offense the way it is. The defense just need to step it up. Offense need to stay stable and stay, stick with what they're doing. Although this Georgia Tech game, like you said, possible wake-up call for everyone in that locker room, coaching staff, players, the whole deal, and maybe something that helps them jump over everything now with these last two games. Learn a little bit about themselves during this bye week. Watch that tape and see where they did wrong. Watch the tape from the last couple of weeks anyway, the last month, and see all the things they did wrong. But I do think at this point, I know that you retracted the grade a couple of weeks back. I do think at this point that defense needs to step it up because forget about B or B minus. It's been really bad, against that Georgia Tech team. And if they don't step it up, the last thing you want is another bad loss to Wake Forest or Syracuse and knock the season this magical season kind of out of the way it should be going
But
and the
guess what?
trajectory going to the playoffs.
Guess what? Aren't we used to this? Didn't this happen in what, 2017?
Unfortunately, 10-0 start in
10 and 0.
2017.
And then we lost the last two. And it was a very disappointing loss. And it's like we was a high horse. I don't even know how high we had got ranked that year, but we were up there, I think four. So we were up there. But then when you do look at the team, Can we be honest? Can we say if we do make it to the national championship, do we think that, and say we win, do we believe that this is the best team in the country? Is
right
that a,
now,
even
right.
if they win, do you think right now, presently, this is the best team in the country? Based on overall how we play,
yeah,
we're not living up to that standard.
No.
And it's okay, because we still, the thing that helps us is we still have about 5-6 more games until that happens, and
right.
we have to make that decision if this is the best team in the country.
Lord willing, right? Lord willing,
yeah,
there's five or
Lord
six
willing.
More games, right? Right.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like we have the ability to keep going. That's the positive thing that you could take from it. We can make up for that loss and show the world, all right, you know what? That was a fluke loss. And we're going to show you that we could beat the Georgias, we could beat the Alabamas, we could beat the Texas, the Oregons, and all that stuff. And hopefully, you know, we get that done.
Yep. Be an interesting the next couple of weeks for this Canes team to see how they kind of step up, how they kind of react after that loss, to come out and just hopefully in this Wake Forest game, just come out. I would love to see backups, like we said, in that fourth quarter, mm-hmm. Cam Ward sitting on his butt. You know, talking about with the offensive line where they're going to take him out to dinner that week. Like, I would like to see that and not Cam Ward having to come back from two touchdowns down in the fourth quarter at that point. Defense need to step it up. Offense need to stay kind of on the pace they're at, and they're going to be okay at that point. No prediction from Ja'Cory this week because we don't need one. There's a bye week this week, but I do want to
predict
personally.
We're going to win.
Right. How about this? I predict they're not going to lose. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, they're not going to lose
right, this week. Before we go, I do want to say a big thank you to Ja'Cory and my man, the Canes barber, Steve. We had a great last weekend. I took these guys out to DDFC2. It's a new MMA promotion down here in South Florida that I'm involved with. And Ja'Cory and Steve were my guests. I hope they had a great time. I know we had a good time over there in the beginning. It was nice in the VIP area, nice in the whole deal.
Yeah,
we had
yeah,
good
yeah.
seats as well. But Ja'Cory, as my guest that night, standing there waiting for the doors to open, I thank you for coming with me. It was a fun time.
Thank you, man. It was good being in VIP with my boy Zach and Kane's Barber. And then it's crazy. I also got to see one of my boys who was a Florida State Seminole, Reggie Northrup. And he's doing the MMA fighting and everything.
Right.
So that was cool to see him.
Yep.
Cause, you know, we played against each other and everything. And he's doing well. He won his fight. So shout out to him as well. That was a good experience. That was my first fight.
Yeah, it was fun.
To see the local celebrities and in the real celebrities, you got R&B singers, you got all the NFL players and everybody that was in the building that night. That was a cool experience.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I'm glad you were there. Glad you guys could have been my guest that night. I didn't even know, by the way, and Reggie is in the All In Sports Agency. I didn't even know at that point that you played against him. And when his name got called and you were like, wait a minute. Like,
yeah, you see, I ran out
right,
there.
Right, you're like, wait a minute. That
yeah.
was really cool to see at that point also. But really, big shout out to you and Steve. Really cool for you guys to be my guests. It was a fun night. Can't wait to do it again. There'll be more fights in 2025, so I'll make sure that you two are my my VIPs those night as well. And really cool stuff. But, yeah, listen, back to the Canes stuff, and we'll wrap it up. Weekend off. Weekend of thinking, weekend of practicing, weekend of video watching, weekend of a wake-up call, and then two games left before the ACC championship game. Ja'Cory, I hope, like you said, we're talking about this Canes football team till about mid-January. I think that's when the national championship game is. Another month and change of this will be a lot of fun. Otherwise, we're going to have to talk about other teams, and I don't really want to talk about other teams, going forward. Let's just talk Canes and all that going forward. But Ja'Cory, once again, big thanks. Just nice having you here for the Ja'Cory Harris Show. We'll do it again next week, previewing Wake Forest and getting ready for another ACC game. But big thanks to you for coming on once again for the Ja'Cory Harris Show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. It's always a pleasure doing work with you, getting on a podcast together and talking football, man. So
that's
I
it.
Appreciate you.
Talking ball. Always fun to talk ball, especially with you, Ja'Cory. All right. That's going to do it for us. This has been Krantz's Corner presents the Ja'Cory Harris Show. We'll speak to you again next week. Have a great weekend of non-Canes watching football. Take a deep breath. No loss this weekend. Nothing bad is going to happen. And then we get ready for Wake Forest. So for Ja'Cory, I'm Zach Krantz. This has been Krantz's Corner, the Ja'Cory Harris Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.